Chicago public school teachers went out on strike today, closing the doors of the nation's third largest school system with some 350,000 students. The city of Chicago and the union representing the teachers have been engaged in tense negotiations for months, but one of the main sticking points in the talks has been a new system of teacher evaluations. Kevin Kumashiro is a professor at the University of Illinois Chicago and president-elect of the National Association for Multicultural Education. He says the city and the union were close to agreement on other issues, including pay.
So the strike is not about money, right? It's pushing back against the rhetoric that says, oh, the teachers are just being greedy and they're not realizing that we're in a time of financial constraint. No, actually, the teachers are going on strike because they're arguing that the reforms that are underway in Chicago are making it nearly impossible to be effective as teachers and nearly impossible for students to learn. And one of those issues is teacher evaluation, right? And this is something that is spreading around the country. It's an attempt to evaluate teachers based primarily on student test scores, despite that testing expert after testing expert is telling us that student test scores are neither valid nor reliable as a measure of teacher quality and teacher effectiveness. So the research doesn't back it up, and yet it's something that is spreading around the country with high stakes attached to it. We discipline, we fire even teachers based on this very narrow way of evaluating their effectiveness. And this is just one of the issues that is still a sticking point with the negotiations. Another one being the fact that so much money is being spent outsourcing. We are heavily privatizing our school district, bringing in management companies to run the charter schools, hiring companies to do the test products, the test preparation, the curriculum, all of that, the scoring of the tests. And a lot of that money could be spent just fixing up the buildings so that the roofs aren't leaking. One thing that we're finding is that schools around the district that don't have good air quality, the temperatures are getting into the upper 90s. It's not only not conducive to learning, it's actually not a very healthful environment for students. So at a most basic level, we need to be thinking about what are our priorities and what are the reforms doing to address those priorities. I think that's what the teachers union is trying to push back on.
Who's behind this? Who's pushing for these so-called reforms?
Arne Duncan, the current Secretary of Education, used to be the CEO of Chicago Public Schools. And what we now see as race to the top, with this emphasis on things like school turnarounds and outsourcing, got its footing in Chicago when he was CEO under his signature reform plan called Renaissance 2010, which was about closing schools down, opening up a whole bunch of newer schools, often run by for-profit management companies as charter schools. And where did this idea come from? Well, a year before he released Renaissance 2010, the Commercial Club of Chicago released their plan to reform Chicago public schools. It's called Left Behind, and it basically lays the blueprint for what becomes Renaissance 2010. Another very significant actor are the think tanks, organizations like the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. Their goal is to put forward model legislation that can be adopted by states throughout the country, including putting forward the legislation for teacher evaluation. It's not coincidental that the majority of states are grappling with teacher evaluation legislation all within the span of 2 or 3 years. And a third group that is waging a significant influence over school reform would be the huge philanthropies like the Gates Foundation, like Broad's Foundation, like the Walton Family Foundation. These wealthy philanthropies are basically leveraging their wealth within primarily the urban spaces. And with all of these entities, what we often see is that driving school reform is profit. It is not research that shows what's best for learning. And that's what the union is trying to push back on.
Teacher evaluations based on test scores do not take into account the social conditions that the students bring with them to school. Are municipalities using teacher evaluations and school reform as a way to pass the blame and avoid dealing with the social issues that need reform outside of the schools?
That question is really nailing what is going on right now. There are so many reforms going on that imply that if we can get rid of the lazy teacher, or if we can make teachers try harder, that that's going to improve everything. teacher evaluation initiatives is one. Merit pay is another. Lengthening the school day is another. Or even what we saw in New York and Los Angeles within the past year, where the newspapers are publicizing student test score data for every individual teacher, almost as a way to embarrass teachers to try to make them work harder. All of these initiatives are based on the assumption that it's teachers simply not trying hard enough, and we need to incentivize teaching. We need to get rid of the lazy ones, incentivize everyone else to work harder. And while no one would disagree that we need to hold teachers accountable, no one would disagree that there are some teachers that are probably not very effective, right? Just as in any other profession, you're going to have variation. But the problem is when we think that that's the only reason why schools are struggling. And that's exactly how scapegoating works. You put the blame on a group as a way to distract attention from the much bigger problems.
What's at stake for teachers in the rest of the country in the battle in Chicago?
The rhetoric that we've been hearing is that this is a time of fiscal constraint. We have no money, so everyone needs to be tightening their belts. And when teachers want to fight back, they just look like they're being greedy. So there's a lot of pressure not to push back on school reforms. And I think that's why teacher unions across the country are watching what's happening in Chicago. Because here is a union that's actually saying, you know what, we do not buy your story that the fiscal crisis should mean that we allow you to do the reforms that you want to do. This union is saying, in a time of fiscal crisis, we still need to be asking the important questions about what should our priorities be and what reforms are proven by research to be effective. And I think that's the implication that this has for unions across the country, that unions are now going to be asking themselves, all right, well, what does it mean for us to take seriously the reality that we're in terms of a financial crisis, but to still say, this is what school reform needs to look like, and here's how we get there within this tighter context. I think there's a lot of eyes watching, and what is happening in Chicago may be setting the stage for what happens in school districts across the country, but it's actually not unique when you look worldwide. You have teachers collectivizing and striking all over the world, where the strike is not only or even primarily about teacher compensation. The strike is because the reforms underway are getting in the way of teaching, and that's what they're trying to push back on.
Kevin Kumashiro is a professor at the University of Chicago, Illinois, and president-elect of the National Association for Multicultural Education.